The city of Bridgeport has unveiled its new drone program, Flock, with promises of better policing and emergency response. Joining us now for the scoop on this is Bridgeport Police Chief Roderick Porter. Happy New Year, Chief Porter. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year, Melissa.
I'm glad to have you here, Chief. So first of all, Flock. I feel like I've heard of Flock before. I don't know if that's something that other departments are using or if that's been in the news a lot lately, but tell me, how did Bridgeport land on working with Flock?
So I actually met Flock at a police convention a couple of years back, and they introduced the technology to myself. And then the mayor was at a conference, and he met Flock, and he came back, and he says, hey, I met these people from Flock, and they have this good technology. We just started talking, and we brought them in, and we were excited about some of the technologies that they had.
So I know that other police departments have used, maybe not Flock, but they've used similar companies, but drone programs. Stamford stands out to me recently. I know where I live here in Milford, the former mayor was touting the fact that having drones has been such an essential tool. I know last year there was actually a situation where police had to respond to a home where somebody had been, you know, keeping themselves inside. They were locked inside. And for the officer's safety and to really get a scope of the situation, they sent a drone in. And I wanted to kind of help people to understand these drones, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, they're not replacing officers. I mean, I don't think that's really their role, but they are certainly enhancing the job for police and even firefighters to get a scope of the crime that they're dealing with, but also for their own safety too, right?
Exactly. You explained it perfectly. It's not meant to replace police officers. We would never do that. It's meant to enhance our ability to respond more efficiently, more adequately and properly, and also for officer safety as well. So, no, they're meant to enhance our responses.
So I was actually reading because I wanted to know. I thought because I get it with everything AI, more technological advances in basically every industry. People are always worried about, well, are robots going to replace bodies? I get the concern, certainly with drones. I think there was actually an article not too long ago last year that was talking about specifically Flock safety, actually. And they were saying that, you know, these drones eventually will be able to, chase down, for example, shoplifters, for example. But I think if you don't read the article fully, people are going to go, oh, OK, so what do you need an officer for? You've got a robot in the air that could get you. The point of it was, these tools can track down the person or follow the car chase or whatever it may be and lead police to who they're looking for. Again, I just have to reiterate, they're not replacing the bodies, the police, officers, but they are able to, I would think, effectively help you maybe solve more crimes or at least know if it is safe to go into that home or into that business or to be on that street, right? I mean, kind of give some people examples of what made you, when you were talking to Flock, and obviously the mayor did too, what made you say, we need this in Bridgeport?
Yeah, so Melissa, just to touch on, policing is a very personal profession, right? And our interactions and our relationships are what helps us police better. So the drones are just meant to augment and enhance. So we'll be able to respond. So our drones are going to be drones as first responders. So they will respond automatically. So oftentimes they might get there quicker than the officer, and they'll give an aerial view of what the scene looks like, and it will create a better response. It will create more officer safety, and it also help us to identify vehicles and individuals. So we just felt like it was like, and Bridgeport is not very large land-wise, so we'll be able to get to scenes really quickly and really get a good snapshot of what's going on.
Who's in charge of the drones, Chief Porter? Like, who's running that? Because obviously there's got to be somebody who's monitoring this.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lieutenant who will be over, and it's going to operate out of our fusion center, but we have a lieutenant who's our technology lieutenant, so he's going to be a part of, like, working with Flock to get the training and all of those things in place here.
How many drones are you going to have?
So right now we have two. We're going to be purchasing two. We contracted to purchase two drones.
Okay. And when will you start to use them? Like, when will the training be done and when will you roll them out?
Yeah. So I'm hopeful before the spring, by the spring, we should be up and running with the drones and using them.
Will people just sort of randomly start seeing drones pop up? Because you know, there's always the panic of anything, right? Anything new makes anybody panic. They're essentially going to be, if you see these drones, they're not kind of monitoring people or doing, you know, what did you guys used to do where you like kind of walk the block to just see what's going on? They're really being deployed when like a 911 call comes in, or like what can people expect with these?
Yeah, so they're not going to be just roving, just flying for no particular reason. It's going to be in response to a call for service. So they're going to be responding as drones, as first responders. So they're going to respond to calls that come into our 911 center, and they'll be dispatched based on the type of call. So it won't be just be like we're just out flying the drone, taking pictures, or just viewing different areas. It's going to be based on a particular call.
So I don't remember. This might have been the standoff situation in Stamford, which is still under investigation, but don't quote me on this, Chief Porter. I just promise you I see all these videos, and so, you know, sometimes I don't file things properly, but I promise you I'm not just making up the scenario. I've seen where drones go in to navigate a situation and they are shot down, essentially. And again, great for safety, right? Because it's like, listen, take out a piece of machinery, fine. Don't take out a person, but, you know, take out the machine. That's great. But it, you know, how durable, is that the best way I could put it? Like how bulletproof or how durable are these drones? Because I would imagine they're very expensive.
Yeah, so they are very expensive. I don't believe they're bulletproof. But I do believe we are covered if something were to happen to one of our drones like that.
Oh, that's good. Because I was going to say that I knock on wood, I would love to not have you need to use the drones that much, because I would love to just have peace on earth and goodwill towards men. But we know, you know, that's just not the world we live in. But I would imagine when you look at the cost of those drones again, and you got two of them. So it's not like we've got a fleet of, you know, 15. So if one goes down, that's a bummer. You know, those costs would add up. But there is some kind of insurance if it gets broken or destroyed while responding to a call.
Yeah, and Melissa, at the end of the day, you know, like you said, it's a tool, it's a machine, not a person. So, you know, we'll replace that, but it's more important that we keep everyone else safe. But yeah, we do have coverage in case something happens to the drill.
Have you talked, Chief Porter, to other departments and gotten feedback? Like I said, I only know just because I live in Milford and I'm constantly in touch with the officials here. They love the drone program. I don't know which one they're using, but they love being able to have that tool. And I've even said to them, you know, hey, would you ever expand it to having drones monitor our schools? Like, I would love nothing more, Chief Porter, with my kid in public school. I would love to have a drone fly over every single school, especially because, look, we don't have enough officers in any municipality, really, for the most part. I'd love to feel that peace of mind, like there is sort of eyes in the skies. And there's just a drone over every single school to make sure anybody who approaches it, you know, is being tracked, essentially. And that's not happening in Milford, but I know they like what they've been able to do so far with their drones. And I just wasn't sure if you've gotten feedback from other municipalities using this technology.
Yeah, we have. I've talked to people from Stamford, and you know, one of the things that sold us, again, when the mayor and I were at a conference, and Flock put on a presentation, and there was a department, like there were several departments from the Midwest who had drones, and they kind of gave us some ideas on the things that they've done and how it benefited their city. So, yeah, we've talked to a couple of municipalities, and New York City has a really big drone program as well. And I've seen some of the things that they do there as well. So it's a plus. It's definitely a positive.
And I have to reiterate this again, Chief Porter, so feel free for if you're like, oh, my God, stop asking the same question. But this is not taking people's personal information. You know that's going to be the number one concern if people do have a concern about this is, oh, it's cutting into my privacy. That's not what these drones are doing, though.
No. They're all being public spaces, and they will be used as responding to calls for service. So it would be just another tool that we have to help us respond to calls for service.
So people are not going to be going and walking the streets and just seeing these things canvassing their neighborhoods. That's not what's happening.
No, they will be responding to calls for service. Now, if we have a big event, so say we're having a parade or we have like our festival at the parks or the fireworks, we may use the drone to just kind of give us an aerial view of what's taking place at those events.
Oh, you should. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That is so logical. Absolutely. You should. No, that makes sense. But again, good to give the heads up, you know? So if you start to notice that there are drones overhead, that most likely, at least the two that are with the police department, I mean, that's who they're with. Now, again, two is the magic number. If you start to see like seven or eight of them, that now that's questionable because that's not them.
Exactly. And Melissa, one of the things we're going to use the drones for, or hopefully we don't have to use them for, is in a case if we have a missing child or older person as well, it'll help us in the searches for individuals as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you know, so that's an interesting one because sometimes you'll have cases where you have to cross state lines or whatever. Like, do you know if your drones will be used if necessary? So say you have a case, you know, at another department in the northern part of the state, for example. I mean, could your drones you're mostly just talking all of Bridgeport.
Yeah, that distance is a bit, we wouldn't be able to go that far.
I don't know. Listen, someone can dream. I could dream, right? I don't know. Chief Porter.
I'm sure one day.
One day. I'm just saying, technology fascinates me. I know it can be scary in some regard, but I just think this is, like, I think if more and more drone, and especially if you could expand it, I'm not saying you have to, but I think that could be huge for missing people or when you have, you know, crossing state lines, if there's, you know, fugitive on the hunt, you know, searches, things like that. I feel like drones could be absolutely utilized. But again, you'd have to have way more of a collaborative effort across other cities and states. Yeah,
exactly. I can see that happening. But, you know, at the end of the day, Melissa, the public should know that these drones are meant to enhance our ability to keep the city of Bridgeport safe. We're not invading any privacy. We respect privacy. It's just to enhance our ability to respond to calls and provide public safety for all of our citizens. And like you said, the fire department is going to be using these as well.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Chief Porter, I want to thank you for always giving us the time here on WICC. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll talk again really soon.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Again, that is Bridgeport Police Chief Roderick Porter here on WICC.